This is Peter Irish. I'm the CEO of the Barrett Group, and I'm speaking today with Ann Lipsitz about some of the experiences our clients are having directly in the market on the hiring line. Welcome, Ann.
Good morning. Thank you, Peter. Glad to be here.
Ann, I have to thank you too as one of the team members who've helped us support clients. As I understand it, 41 clients have landed jobs and or received offers in the last 11 weeks. And I think that's a splendid result for the middle of a pandemic and an economic crisis.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about that?
Absolutely. I can't agree more. It's a testament to the elements of the program that work and focus on them as far as fundamentals in establishing a person's toolkit, their brand, articulating their value proposition, and getting in front of influencers who ultimately give them interviews and offers.
And basically using the tools that are available much more effectively, I think, because most people don't look for jobs as often as we do. So we simply have higher competence.
I would agree with that. We're really sharpening the tools that are in their toolbox and helping them navigate newer hiring application tracking systems and LinkedIn and networking, and really demonstrating to them the value of the unpublished market, which is new terminology for a lot of people who have not been on a job search in the last, 4 or 5 years plus.
And it's critical too, because about 75% of our clients land through the unpublished market by leveraging their social capital. And I think you were telling me about your recent experience on a LinkedIn recruiter call and how that influenced one client's success in gaining interviews. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Certainly. I've been working with a client who is a savvy marketer. So when I had learned of transparency that recruiters are working on in the land of COVID, post-COVID, and high unemployment, they're doing more to be upfront about what they're hiring for and how they're hiring. And one of the tools that they're using is hashtags, be it I'm hiring, we are hiring, hiring, hiring now. And in working with this client and using that as a filter, she was able to engage in a lot of conversations that she might not have otherwise found utilizing the unpublished market or looking at job boards that she was going direct to recruiters to speak about their opportunities. And she has her eye on one particular role and company, and now engaging in her third conversation with who would be her vice president, talking about how her ideas would be implemented in market segmentation for a new role that she's hoping to interview for come later this month.
That's really undreamed of access for a candidate to get out there even before the role is published, I guess. So well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that she didn't have any relationship with this, leader, that it was a matter of this conversation, contributing to it, demonstrating her subject matter expertise, being a thought leader in this area, that intrigued both of them to want to take the conversation offline and continue it relative to a possible position.
Yeah, and that's what we all know as leveraging your social capital. Well done.
Yes.
Now, I think you've also seen at least a couple of clients landing recently, and I think one of them was involved in sort of a stall, initially an expression of interest from the potential employer, and then COVID came along and stalled. Unfortunately, there's a happy ending, but please tell us a little bit more about that story.
It is definitely an exercise and a case study in patience and resilience that this client started with us right when the pandemic had started and was in the industry of higher education. And this was a role that her skill set and successes were desperately needed. And she was open to opportunities across the country. And in this particular instance, it was a matter of both she and the potential employer finding ways to stay in touch, be it she had found some interesting articles that would help them on some of the work that she knew she would be doing with them. They would give her updates. As an institution, they were trying to figure out, you know, do students come back? There was a lot of, you know, risks that they had to assess relative to health. And she stayed in contact with them. She became a liaison before she was even hired, and ultimately was hired as their assistant VP. Her move included a very generous relocation package. In fact, I checked in with her and she's loving what she's doing. She's making significant contributions, you know, and she said in quotes, you know, "It's my belief that having the clarity and confidence from working with you, that it really helped her to get a position in a time of hiring reluctance." So I think her message would be stay with it, trust the process, be engaged, and, you know, continue to follow all the paths that lead ultimately to your next opportunity.
Absolutely. Well done, Anne. That's great. And it's so true that, you know, if you don't move your feet, you're unlikely to go anywhere. So we always have to encourage the clients and provide that moral support as well during the process, even when it looks dark, because you never know, the opportunity could be just around the next corner.
Absolutely. And the importance of talking to people, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And well, I know you've got a lot of clients to go back and serve. Anything else you'd like to share with prospective clients and or career changers out there before you get back to work?
I would tell them to start from a position of strength and understand what their value proposition is, and then work to develop those competencies, you know, with a coach that can help them bring it to the next level and create some opportunities for themselves.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Anne. Thanks for your time this morning, and please stay healthy.
You as well. Thank you, Peter.
All right. Take care, Anne.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.